to the English with Andrea podcast. I'm your English teacher, Andrea Giordano from studywithandrea.com. Welcome. Thank you for joining me today. I'm excited because I'm going to be making a series of podcasts that answer your questions. That's right. A few days ago, I asked some followers on YouTube to please let me know what kind of English lessons they wanted to learn. What did they want to hear on the podcast? And thank you to everyone who responded. I'm going to hopefully work my way through each one of those questions. Today, we're going to start with a question from the English Learning Channel on YouTube. And it was such a great question. I love it. And the question was all about, how do I think fluently in English? Not how do I speak fluently, but how do I think fluently in English? This is such a great question. A lot of people who have studied English for a long time still find it difficult to think naturally in English. And maybe you're still relying on translation. So I'm going to give you 7 ways to start thinking in English. Are you ready for them? All right. My number one way to start thinking in English is to focus on English only. Focus on English only. Well, what does that mean? Let's say that you are trying to find the exact word that you want to say, and you end up focusing on your first language instead of your second language of English. So it's like looking back to your first language for help with your second language is like looking to someone else to speak for you. You're not focused on the right thing. So I want you to imagine that you're talking to your friend right in front of you, and your mom is right next to you all the time while you're talking to your friend. Now imagine that while you're talking to your friend, you constantly look to your mom for the words to say. Wouldn't that be weird if you were always wanting your mom to tell you what to say? It's actually a great analogy or word picture of what it's like to be checking in with your first language all the time. It's like looking to your mom or your mother tongue, your first language, to make sure that you're saying something right. It's actually not helpful and it slows you down. So stop looking to your mom or to your first language for information. Don't go to your first language for information. Instead, look at the person you are communicating with and focus on what they are saying. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in a minute. But try to forget your first language. Try not to refer to your first language when you're speaking. Don't go there for ideas. Look at the person in front of you. Think about what you want to communicate and work from there. That brings me to my second way to start thinking in English. And that is something I say all the time. Aim for communication, not perfection. So I talk about this in my book, 21 Ways to Jumpstart Your English Skills. But I really think this is important for a lot of people. A lot of the reason that people don't think in English is because they are worried they will sound stupid. So I understand this feeling. I have a second language too. It's Spanish. And sometimes I get worried that I don't sound intelligent enough in my second language. And so I get nervous and I start to not talk as much as I would. I stay quieter. I don't try new vocabulary because I'm worried about it. So you're so worried about making a mistake that you don't commit to English. You don't want to say too much because you're afraid of making errors. So you stop yourself from being yourself. You focus on your anxiety and your mistakes more than you focus on the goal of communication. That's a tough place to be. You should always aim for communication, not perfection. You don't need to be perfect at language to communicate. That's the great thing about it. My kids don't need to be perfect at English to communicate with me. It's really what's most important is the energy you share in a conversation and the information you share in the conversation, not your anxiety. So the more you commit to the moment and push away the fear of making mistakes is the moment you'll start thinking in English. Because if you're really committed to the moment and committed to communicating, not being perfect, then you'll live in the moment. You'll actually see what I mean. If you really live in the moment, you'll start to think in English. All right, number three, here's a really practical tip that I need to share with you. And the practical tip is that you should not, do not grab your translator in the middle of a conversation. This has happened so much with me when I'm talking to a student. So I'll talk to a student and they'll say, just a minute, Andrea, just a minute. I'm going to get my translator. I can't think of the word I want to say. Well, when you do that, that completely stops your train of thought and it stops the energy that you have with the person that you're talking to. So conversations are a lot about energy and that flow of conversation. So if you stop someone and you pull out your translator and you get your phone out, it's really annoying. It stops the flow. There's just really nothing more annoying than that when I'm talking to a student and they stop mid-sentence so they can find that perfect word. But first of all, it makes your listener wait on you. So that's not fun to be the person talking to you when you're making them wait for your translator. Secondly, that perfect word that you're looking for is usually not so perfect. A lot of times that exact translation is not helpful because languages are so different from one to the other. So when you get your translator, you're pulling yourself out of the moment and you're putting yourself back into your first language instead of staying in your second language. So it's just not helpful. I hope I've communicated that clearly. So whenever you face that situation where you just don't know the next word, that idea or that item, you just can't think of what it is in English, here's what you do instead of pull out your translator. You should instead try to describe that word in English with other English words. Don't just stop the conversation to find the perfect word. Start talking about that word. Describe it in another way. Use other words in English. It'll do two things for you. Number one, it keeps the conversation moving and it keeps that energy or flow in the conversation. And number two, this gives you practice with thinking on your feet in English or being spontaneous in English, spontaneous speech. This means that you are forced to be adaptable and flexible. That's a really good thing in English. And you're in the middle of the conversation. And let's just imagine you're in the middle of that conversation. You just need to start describing it or just move on. If the perfect word doesn't come to you and you feel like you can't describe it, just move on. The truth is, your conversation partner, the person you're talking to, will help you through this situation. A lot of times they will think of the word that you're describing if you just keep going. Don't stop the conversation. All right, tip number four, the fourth way that you can start thinking in English. And this piggybacks or it adds to the previous one. Stop translating word for word. So languages are so different from one another. We have idioms, we have slang, we have words that don't mean the same thing from language to language. When you use the exact translation for your language into English, it makes communication slower and not as accurate. So instead of using a translator, you should spend your time working on English slang and idioms. Let me describe to you how it's slower. Number one, let's think I'm in a conversation and I think of an idea. Well, first, I think of it, if I think of it in my first language, let's say it's Japanese. So I think of it in my first language of Japanese. Then I have to translate word for word into English. And then when the other person talks, I have to listen in English and translate back into Japanese. And then I have the idea. So that's four steps along the way to just having a two-sentence conversation. Instead, this is where you really have to forget your first language and try to actually practice to think in English. So try to forget that first step of coming up with an idea in your first language. Think of the idea in English. It actually takes practice. I'll talk more about that in a second. All right, step number five is really listen to what the other person is saying in conversation rather than plan what you are going to say. Listening is a huge part of starting to think in English. When you listen, you are receiving ideas. And if you receive ideas in English, if you have a lot of input in English, then your thought processes in English will start to develop. So when you plan in your head what you're going to say, you are telling yourself to memorize something to say. So let's imagine you're in a conversation, someone's talking, and you're planning, what am I going to say in English? What am I going to say? Well, you're planning to memorize and just repeat what you're planning in your mind instead of listening. So when that happens, you can't hear where the conversation is going, so you get lost in the conversation. This means you are no longer living in the moment and you are pulled out of the conversation. You can't respond to what you don't hear. When you go into your head, instead of staying in the conversation, you stop thinking in English. This is why you have to stay in the conversation and keep listening. Stay in the conversation, listen closely to what they are saying, and then respond to the words they say instead of your memorized speech. It's one of the only ways to grow in your language. Number six. This one should be maybe a little surprising to you. And my tip is to practice thinking in English. So you might be surprised by this piece of advice. You might say, how can I practice thinking? Well, here's a simple activity you can try. Number one, get your phone out, and then you're going to set a timer on your phone for 1 minute. Then you're going to, before you start it, decide on a topic that you want to talk about, maybe educational systems or buying a house or your family. But you decide what the topic is before you start the timer. Once you have a topic, start your 1 minute timer and talk about that subject in English without stopping. Don't stop talking, just keep going. And you go all the way until the end of the timer. So if you're talking and you run out of things to say, meaning you don't have anything else to say, then just say things like, I don't know what to say, or I need to keep talking in English. This is a very interesting activity. It's not really working for me, but oh well, I think I'll talk about educational systems again, and here we go. The point is to keep talking in English until the timer goes off. It doesn't matter what you talk about, just keep the conversation going, and you can do this by yourself or with a partner. So once that timer goes off, If you were able to talk the entire time in English, then I want you to set the timer for 2 minutes and choose a new subject because you've got 1 minute. You have that down. So set that for 2 minutes. But if you struggled with 1 minute, if it was really, really difficult for you, change that timer to 30 seconds and try again with the same subject. Okay? That exercise helps you stay in English and not jump out to your native language. It takes practice, and practice makes perfect. All right. The last step that I want to give you for how to think in English is to consume media in English and not to jump into your native language for all your media content. So what do I mean when I say media? I mean shows that you watch, podcasts you listen to, social media profiles that you go to, start following more people who are in native English, not just teachers. I'm talking about follow more actors who write in English or musicians who sing in English or write their posts in English. You want to follow people who speak English in everyday life because the more you immerse yourself in that kind of environment, the better you will be at receiving that English and thinking in English. So whatever you can do to bring more English into your life, do it. Some people I know turn the settings on their phone into English. So when you open your phone, all the instructions, all of the apps are listed there in English. This helps make English a part of your everyday life. And when English is all around you, you start to think in English. This will boost your thinking in English. You want to immerse yourself in English, even if you don't live in an English-speaking country, because when you do that, you start to naturally think in English. So thinking in English actually takes a lot of work on your part. You can't expect it to magically just happen. You need to live in the moment. You need to fill your world with English. And you need to do your part to start practicing thinking in English. So thanks again for the great question, English learning. I'm so happy to have your questions. If you want to see me make a video about a topic that you want to hear, just go to my YouTube channel. It's called Study with Andrea. You can do youtube.com/studywithandrea. You can look at my videos there. Make a comment about what video you want to hear next. And if you're ready to speak clearer English, then please join me in my Clear English Pronunciation class. We're all at home a lot right now. Some of us can't leave our houses. So it's a great time to develop your English skills over the internet. I know some of you usually go to English classes at your school or after school or to clubs or at your workplace, and you can't do that right now. It's a perfect time to join my online class. Just go to studywithandrea.com/speak to join my Clear English Pronunciation class. There, you will learn to speak English clearly so you can change your life. Thanks so much for joining me on this episode of the podcast. And as always, happy learning.